The painting Christ Carrying the Cross by Sir Stanley Spencer shows our Lord walking through Cookham High Street, surrounded by grieving people, but also surrounded by tradesmen on their way to work, carrying the tools of their trade. Jesus is here shown as one worker among many, and just as the men of Cookham go to work with their tools, Jesus goes to work with the tool of his trade, the cross, and his work is the salvation of the world. The cross is not usually seen in such a positive light. The cross is more usually seen as a tragedy. Jesus has done a lot of good in his life, but now his life has come to a sticky end. His friends have betrayed, denied, and abandoned him. He has no one to speak in his favor, no one to intervene. No one, that is, until he is dead. On Good Friday, Jesus is as the liturgy describes him. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. This, however, is not the only way to see Jesus' crucifixion. Watching Jesus reviled, the penitent thief crucified with him was able to receive faith. Remember me, Lord, when you come into your kingdom. When Jesus had breathed his last, the centurion exclaimed, "Truly, this was the Son of God." So there is another way to see the events of the crucifixion, another level of understanding the cross. Jesus was himself under no illusions about what the crucifixion would involve. The Son of Man will be delivered to the Gentiles and will be mocked and shamefully treated and spit upon. They will scourge him and kill him, and on the third day he will rise. Yet that is not the full story. We heard in the Gospel today, "When I am lifted up, I will draw all men to myself." The lifting up of Jesus on the cross is not a mere hoisting. The word in Greek doesn't simply mean to lift up, but to raise in exaltation. The cross is a throne for the Son of God, not raised in shame, but in glory. What draws all men to the cross is something beautiful, not something repulsive. Jesus crucified is the King of glory, as he says elsewhere, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am." In the beauty of the cross, we experience the love of the Father for the Son, breathed down in the Spirit in the dying breath of Christ. That is the work that made Jesus eager to carry his own cross, not only in Jerusalem, but also in Cookham, and indeed through the whole world.